Hello, everyone. So I'm happy to share with you one story that I have experienced myself a long back ago. And this is about how this livestock insurance project initiated in the Gobi, and it's related to the negotiation settlement. So this was happened early 2009, that after Mongolian Lunar Year holiday finished, we gathered back to office, and first day we got this phone call from field station that one of the collared snow leopards shot by a herder. And what happened is this man who lost 26 goats in several nights, and each night he had worried and something would happen and take more livestock. And he was an old man, and he must have fed up with that. And finally, he put a trap to catch a predator in case he comes back. So that night, he caught the snow leopard in a trap. It pulled up stake, and he was jumping around, and man must have been frightened, and it was dark, and he grabbed a gun and shot the snow leopard. So then we noticed the snow leopard had a collar, and he came over to research station to inform. So, and he shot the snow leopard accidentally. And the good thing is he reported for us. He could have hidden it and never told us, but he saw the collar and thought the collar had the camera and recorded his face, and that's why he told us. Then we hear these incidences. Our team immediately traveled to the Gorvantes village, and we felt it's important to be there in person and better to understand what exactly happened and meet with the community. So every year during the 1st of the January, the herder have this big business annual meeting. So we hadn't realized that it would happening at the time we were arrived. Then we arrived there, our team was taken into big herder meeting, which was already in progress. And some governor said, you can explain your purpose to coming here. And we urged to sit on the front and explained about the situation. But there was one young guy who stood up and, oh, here is a snow leopard people. And he was really taunting for us and like, oh, why you are here and all. But I know him, he was a relative of this man who shot the cat. And the meeting was pretty much in a difficult situation for us, especially like I felt everyone is blaming us and after him, and there was one old lady stood up and like she said, if you need to protect snow leopard, you should better to take to the zoo. We don't need this predator anymore, and they're eating all our goats. So every time when I explain things to them, such as like, no, we don't want to raise snow leopard in captivity. We want to protect it in a natural state and all. But every time when I try to explain things, it makes situation much more worse and people got more angry. But when I saw the Byra, our director, and she just hearing each and everyone's comment and so patiently, tolerantly hearing all this anger and frustrations. But for me, it was really difficult to tolerate. Even I felt like I want to say, oh, then why don't you better herd your livestock? But I didn't really. And it really required us the patience to hear this all people anger and frustrations. It took an over an hour to hear everyone's blames, really. But I realized Baira was just, oh, I'm sorry for that and all. But everyone is shouting at us. And after a long time, after letting them all their frustrations out and letting them all their anger out, saying to sorry to each and everyone's comment, finally Baira said, do you think we can come up with any solutions together? Then there is a one old man said, if you want to protect snow leopard, you need to compensate the losses. And so Baira told them that Mongolia, we don't have this compensation scheme, and but we heard in India there is this project called Livestock Insurance Program, and we explained how this program operates, especially the funding, how it merges. And for herders, it sounds pretty promising. And then Baira said, okay, let's test it out. And and now this livestock insurance program has been one of the successful projects in Mongolia. And it started with one small group with the 6 people. Now it's expanded 3 big group with over 60 households. And so from here, I would like to see, this is the program, how it came to be, and this is a really highly charged situation. It took a negotiation, but it's not really typical, stereotypical bargaining, like, oh, if you do this, I'll do that, like, you know, sort of. And it took really active listening and working to understand, really hear the herders and their pain and frustrations and patience and empathy in negotiating by guiding towards solutions when they were ready, by asking them their ideas. So that's, I think, also one way of negotiating. And I'm sure this story must have helpful for people who are dealing with the local communities. It's especially youngsters who are trying to deal with the local communities.